Good morning and welcome to Mind the Gap with Helmut on Eagle FM. I am having a time of my life this week because, well, I have more things than I can be able to cover, you know, at least not in one show. So I don't really have a choice but to sort of like split it up on just, two or three days what is for my morning show, and some of it I just managed to sneak in during the, you know, during my afternoon show. Good morning, and wherever you're joining us, thank you for tuning in to Eagle FM. This is Mind the Gap Comedy, and I cannot stress this enough, Comedy with Helmut. Monday to Friday of just pure, well, how do I put this? Political correctness leaves out through the window, and all that seriousness actually leaves before political correctness. Seriousness leaves out through the window first, and then it's followed by political correctness, and then anything else that sucks the fun out of my comedy have, you know, basically got to go. So wherever you're tuned in, if you are, you know, if you are tuned in with the intention that, no, let me see, let me find out what serious conversation are we, is taking place in this studio. First of all, it's just me sitting alone in the studio making fun of pretty much everyone. People with a lot of money, broke people, people that are married, relationship single people, people that are, gay, straight, fat, short, thin, I don't care. Because I fall in that category, you know, the short one and the broke one. Man, I fall in multiple categories I just listed. And I started doing I started live streaming when a lot of people kept telling me whenever they ran into me in person, they're like, well, I thought you were tall, dark, and handsome. I was like, you know what? That's it. Because I had that like several times. And then, it got to the point where I got tired of hearing it. First, it started off as a compliment, and then it became really just flat out annoying. So as I decided, you know what? I'll start live streaming so that I can make it, in the words of our parliamentarians, female. I don't want to mention any names. We're here to, so I decided to make it categorically clear that on the spectrum of tall, dark, and handsome, the only thing I have going for me is dark. The remaining two, leave me out of it. Thank you very much. Now that we have that out of the way, let's look at what's taking place in the world. Let's start with our country, aka Namibia. Well, while we don't have a lot of things going on, it's just recruits being told for the duration of their training. These guys go for training, the NDF. How long does the training of these guys take? Is it 6 or 9 months? So, for those guys that have basically, well, signed up to, you know, to go for this, military training, first of all, you guys could not have picked the right time. This is the right time to go for training because, well, it's hard to tell where the world is going, at least the military confrontation wise. Because, well, because of the bombs that are exploding in the Middle East with the Israeli Prime Minister trying so hard to drag the US in the war, but social media is not having it. Man, social media is saving the planet on this one. Because those lies are the ones that ended up with the U.S. in, you know, invading Iraq, you know, weapons of mass destruction, blah, 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 back in 2003. But social media was not as, at the standard it is today, because boy, oh boy. But you could not have chosen the best time to go for training. This is the right time. It's just that, well, the guys were given bad news, at least for a lot of guys, that, look, for the, for your entire duration training, you are not allowed to hit on your instructor. Now, at this point, military training is not my thing. First of all, I have a sneaky suspicion, not a sneaky suspicion. Actually, I know that with absolute certainty. If I joined the army, one, chances of me being kicked out in less than a week are really high. And my fear is I will drag a lot of people with me when I get kicked out. First of all, just one thing that comedians must be blamed for is inflating stereotypes. We thrive. We actually, some of the best jokes are coming out of stereotypes. You know, making fun of white people, making fun of black people, making fun of straight people, making fun of people that are heavy. Turns out we are not allowed to say fat anymore. People that have passed away. Turns out we are not allowed to say dead anymore. People that are, you know, vertically challenged. Turns out we are not allowed to say short anymore. people that what's another word? Employmentally challenged. Turns out we are not allowed to say unemployed. That's just a joke. But anyway, that's basically what comedians do. We point out things that everyone keeps going, considers somewhat cringy. But no, that's what we point out. So, no relationship during training. Defense chief wants results. Okay, I need carrots. Recruits, not results. Recruits. I need carrots. Exu carrot, yo. Exu carrot iso. Van Eagle FM studio. Vandag. What is die dag vandag? What is, vandag is die 17, 2025. Yes. I knew I would nail it. Man, my Afrikaans is on fire. Or should I say, my Afrikaners, is, verbrand. I'm telling you, look, if I can master Afrikaans without being taught, without learning, learning it in school. This is my wisdom. This is my wisdom. No go kill me. Now, no relationship during training. Defense chief wants recruits. Chief of defense, Defense Force Air Marshal, Martin Pinias has warned the new recruits that, they will be withdrawn and sent back home if they engage in a relationship. Now, this is where you find something interesting. Now, I've been told. Chief of Defense Air Marshal Martin Pinias has warned the new recruits that they will be withdrawn and sent back home if they engage in a relationship with service members during the training. Well, no relationship with service members. Now, at this point, I'm asking myself, look, I failed accounting because my accounting teacher was smoking hot. Now, before you start judging me, you have to realize that, that's when I realized that, well, turns out I am straight. Turns out I am, you know, there's this scene in The Big Bang Theory where, where the character played by, who's this guy? Rajesh Kuthrapali, a character played by Kunal Nayar. Now, where he was, because of the relationship between, because of the very close, bestie type, very curious, close relationship between, Raj, Raj, the Kunal Nayar character, and who is this guy? Howard Wolowitz. Simon, something, I'm forgetting, the guy's name. Because of their close relationship, people thought they were more than best friends. They thought, they were a homosexual, couple. Now, homo means same or one. Or should we say now, I think, homosexual in Afrikaans will be Ian sexual, right? Ian. Now that I'm figuring out that, Ian. Man, I'm perfecting my Afrikaans here. Now, anyway. Raj found himself staring at someone's, well, cleavage, aka, the twins. And then he, well, I mean, he was just staring at the lady, and then, later on he goes like, "It turns out I'm not gay." I'm like, okay, so that's an interesting one. But anyway, this warning of recruits, then these are recruits, may I point out it? These are recruits that were warned not to engage in any type of, quote-unquote, inappropriate, because, look, we have to be politically correct here, inappropriate type of relationship with the drill sergeant. In other words, no matter how hard she is, thanks to the 21st century, now we can go, no matter how hard he is, that happens, I have no idea, you are not allowed to hit on them. And, the drill sergeant guys were also told the exact same thing. He further said, instructors are not allowed to divulge information related to the training in any unauthorized, to any unauthorized person for whatever reason. Really? Well, if the Qatari want to find out what's taking place in our military training, they will. They wanted to find out what's taking place in the U.S. You can imagine Donald Trump said, "No, I can't tell you that. It's against national security. I'm a president." Then the Qatari were like, "Well, we can give you this commercial airline size plane customized to your liking." Now, that's how you bribe an American president. In Namibia, actually, we're very cheap. Not in Namibia, in Africa. In Africa, politicians are very cheap. All you just need is either a Mercedes-Benz with two engines, and we have a record of these things taking place, at least here in Namibia. All you need to bribe a Namibian politician is a Mercedes-Benz with two engines or an iPhone with two SIM cards. Now, that's a politician. Now, that means it must take even cheaper stuff to bribe a recruit. Now, I'm not saying go and recruit our staff. I'm just saying that. Now, all I'm saying is, those of us that like to tell ourselves, you know what, I cannot be bribed. Oh, no. You just don't have something a lot of rich people are interested in, because believe me, they would bribe the heck out of you. I think that was in the late 90s or early 2000s. So who is this guy? Prince Bandar, who served as the Saudi ambassador to the UK. BAE Systems, one of the largest weapons manufacturer in Europe, bribed a Saudi ambassador. How the heck do you bribe someone who is from an oil-rich country? Well, BAE Systems figured that part out. They were like, you know what? The best way to bribe this guy is to give him, I think that must have been an Airbus, because that's European, who would go with Boeing if it was the US. But I'm not sure which plane, but bottom line is, it was passenger plane sized private jet. That's not something you hear every day. Picture a commercial airliner, except with, how do I put this? Picture a bus that's customized to look like a hotel room. And then someone says, well, if you just tell us what you are being told in training, well, we are going to give you this bus. The point I'm trying to make here is, if the US president can be bribed, if ministers can be bribed, who am I, common man? Me. Just a small comedian. Who am I? Common man. But I will still tell all of you that are planning on bribing me. I will tell you with absolute certainty that I can never be bribed. Never. If you want to, if you don't agree with me, just try it with an iPhone with two SIM cards. Or just try, if you don't believe me, just try it. Just try it with a Vrupa. Just try it with a Vrupa, and I will never take it. Never take it. And if you can throw in a Land Cruiser, that'd be nice. And also, you know, Jessica's not a lot of money. Jessica, small $1 million in US. Jessica, small $1 million in US. I can never take a bribe. Me? Nah, absolutely not. And I repeat that again. If you don't believe me, just try to bribe me, and I will never take the money. Especially this time of the month, are you? That can never be me. Yeah, you should see my smile right now. Now, one thing we have going on in Namibia is that people, you know, recruits are being warned not to go out there and, you know, you are there for training. Not, although I think this is a very good thing though, because now, one thing about, intimate relationships is that they break a lot of professional barriers. They break a lot of professional barriers. You know, bosses and secretaries know this better. Babysitters and husbands know this better. Pool boys and wives knows this better. Security guards, bodyguards and wives knows this better. Now, the reason behind that is very simple. It seems to me like, pastors and choir girls know this better. Intimate relationships breaks a lot of professional interaction barriers. Let me explain. If you are a pastor, you have a wife, and you start, doing a choir girl on the side. That girl is never listening to a sermon that you are preaching, not by any shot. And anyone in that church that finds out or learns about your extramural activity, you know, divine preaching in private sessions with that choir girl, as soon as they learn about that, they are never listening to a sermon coming out of your mouth. Because every time you will be like, stay away from fornication, the choir girl will be like, huh, papa, stop now, papa. That fornication be sweet too. Otherwise, then what were we doing last night? See the problem? Now, as a teacher, the moment you start sleeping with a student, okay, it's over for that student. Someone check on whether the French president passed his, his gym classes. Like, what were his performance? Like, his gym classes. Like, because according to their love story, the current French president and his wife, he was 15 at the time or somewhere there, very illegal age, when she started crashing on, but okay, you know what, that's even more disturbing. Is it gym teacher or music teacher? One of the two. She was his gym teacher. Ouch. Spiritu Santo. But anyway, although this one, for the recruits, it will be even more difficult because, it's kind of difficult to mix sweetheart with a year sergeant. Because you will just be there, you know, everyone is shouting, yes, sergeant, and then, you know, there's a slip of the tongue, then you're like, yes, sweetheart, everyone will be like, I'm sorry, say what now? At this point, the entire camp is engulfed in awkwardness. So, to protect our country, let's just heed the calling of the air marshal here. No playing non-military things with and that includes playing 50 Shades of Grey in military uniform. That's even more insulting. Actually, and the most painful thing, how to put this? The most painful thing for a country outside being invaded is being invaded because your army was busy, you know, playing, how to put this, playing, the ocean of the motion. They were too busy to fight, and then there's friendly fire because, well, he slept with that one and then broke my heart. Now I'm just going to shoot him and say it was the enemy that shot him. You see, all these things, you know, not cool. And also, by the way, they are training with guns. So if there's any sexual tension, someone will just turn the gun and then, you know, shoot someone and say, oops, sorry.
Titanium, the perfect fit between platinum and silver, complementing our existing benefit options. We always offer a comprehensive healthcare experience. NHP, the premier member-centric medical aid fund. Visit NHP today at nhp.com.na. NHP, we're about you.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace. I'm planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
No matter where you are, if you have a mobile device, you can tune into Namibia's number one talk radio station by downloading the Eagle FM app on the Google Play Store or on the Apple App Store. Download the Eagle FM app to tune into live Eagle FM programming or to listen to podcasts of previous broadcasts. Eagle FM, Namibia's number one talk radio station.
Welcome back. It's just a minute past the hour of 10. If you just tuned in, you're listening to Mind the Gap Comedy on Eagle FM with yours truly, Helmut. Moving on, can't stress this enough. This is a comedy show. Don't take any of it serious, because if you do, that's on you. Minister of Works and Transport, Veiko Nekundi, has called on Namibians to fly the SWAPO flag with pride. That's basically how everyone with a flag, everyone with a athletes, our athletes outside Namibia must fly the Namibian flag with pride. And they corrupt politicians every time that you go to places where the sun doesn't set on vacation. Carry a Namibian, no. Look, okay. Just, I would like to rephrase that. If you are taking your son-in-law to spoil them, somewhere, some red district somewhere in Europe, leave our flag out of it. But if you are just out there on vacation, even if it's stolen money, at least market our country. But then you get arrested and you're like, oh no, it was that guy that had a flag. Oh, you know what? Oh yeah. Corrupt politician, you stay out of this. Now, Israel's strike on Iran have targeted several of the nuclear facilities, as it claims the Islamic Republic is seeking to develop nuclear weapons. Yes, thing. Now, this is a, why, okay, how about this? Lying will sooner or later catches up with you. According to analysts, the Israeli Prime Minister have been saying, Iran will develop a nuclear weapon in 2 years. Homeboy been saying that since 1992. At the very least. Has been saying that since 1992. The problem with the internet is, for those of you that like to take naked pictures, here's the thing. If we can be able to find videos of the current Israeli Prime Minister saying Iran will develop a nuclear weapon since 2 years since 1992, now imagine what our grandchildren will find on the internet about us in the next 10 to 20 years. If you were born in 1992, you are 33 now. How did I know that without calculating? It's because I was born in 1991. I'm 34 now. That's the beauty of it. Now, so that means 30 plus years later, videos of the current, videos and articles of the current Israeli Prime Minister are circulating on social media of all his speeches of him, in which he claimed Iran is building a nuclear weapon. Now, how did Iran acquire the technology the technology that they have right now? The one that can, that is actually capable of building a nuclear weapon. How did they acquire that technology? Well, you'd be surprised to learn that they got it from the United States. Why? It's because in the 1940s and, in the 1940s and there was a little bit of a break in the 1950s and then it went on until the 1970s and then there was a revolution, a puppet government, if you can call it that, if you ask Iranians, that's exactly what they're going to tell you. Now, all this, again, this is why I keep saying that when it comes to paying reparations, don't just stop at going to the governments. No, find out which companies were operating in this country when these atrocities were committed. And a lot of them have changed their names. Now, find out their names and also find those companies individually. Why am I saying that? It's because the chaos going on in Iran right now has British Petroleum all over it. They may not be directly involved, directly or indirectly today, but the 1953 overthrow of Mohammed Mossadegh has the British intelligence, the American intelligence, and British Petroleum all over it. From that time to this day, Iran has never seen peace. Why? It's because one leader that was voted in democratically, may I point out, that was voted in democratically by the Iranian people back in 1953. Was that in 1950? Yeah. Mohammed Mossadegh, the only mistake Mohammed Mossadegh made was telling British Petroleum, it was not British Petroleum at the time, they just changed their old name, by the way, BP, is Anglo-Iranian Oil. Now, the Anglo for English, Iranian, that's self-explanatory, oil. But then, now, when it comes to benefit, the Anglo-Iranian Oil was more in, the Anglo-Iranian Oil name was more in a name for the Iranian, than was more in name than ownership, because as you can imagine, the whole thing was so monopolized and so one side leaning in terms of revenue that the Anglo guys were getting much of the stake. So one of their leaders were like, you know what, if it's our natural resources, why are we getting a small piece? It's ours. You got to get a small piece. Now, as you can imagine, the British were like, ah, yeah, absolutely not. That's not happening. Now, the people were like, okay, fine. If that's what you want, then, we are going to vote. And, during the election, we are not going to vote that guy who is protecting your interest. We are going to vote a different guy who will protect our interest. So, as you can imagine, Mohammed Mossadegh was running, all his campaign telling his people that if you vote for me, I will nationalize our oil so we, as a country, can benefit from our own oil. And that was a mistake. At least according to the British. Now, this is where I feel like people now don't understand politics, but well, yours truly is here to explain to you. First of all, I know, politicians are broke. Politicians don't have money. Nope. And now, every time politicians come to power, they want money. No, my auntie is a politician. I don't care. Now, moving on. When you look at it that way, you begin to realize that, If you look at basically any coup, and may I point that out, from Patrice Lumumba to Thomas Sankara, basically any coup on this planet was backed out by a government. And to this day, a government or a specific country is being blamed for that. What no one seems not to talk about is, how did this government come up with this decision? How did this government come up with this decision? It's simple. Now, you see, because the 1953 overthrow of Mohamed Mossadegh, the names that quickly comes out is the CIA and MI5, the British intelligence. Now, these two, you are asking yourself, how did they get involved in this? Like, what does foreign oil ownership have to do with intelligence communities? Then you realize that, where is Anglo-Iranian oil from? It's a private company in Britain. Was a private company that has now changed its name from Anglo-Iranian Oil to British Petroleum, aka BP. Now, when they changed that, at this point, let's just go back to Iran 1953 and ask ourselves one question. As a president of a sovereign nation said, my oil is for my people, and then a private company stood the most to lose. A private company from Britain stood the most to lose. They then, as you can imagine, took a behind load of money and then gave it to the British and the American government, who then took a behind load of that money. The American government, of course, gave a share to the CIA, and the British, government gave a share to MI5, and those intelligence communities came together to overthrow a sovereign government. So what we call intelligence community then are nothing but hired mercenaries. Anyone with a check. Take, for example, if I had enough money right now and I wanted to overthrow President Netumbo Nandi-Ndaitwa, and I approached any of these intelligence communities, she would be overthrown tomorrow. And you want to guess who will overthrow her? It will be you guys. You're the one that will start protesting. Because now, with the Caprivi Strip tension going on, that would be the perfect way to actually... Look, you have to understand politics is ugly. Now, as a comedian that has been talking about politics since 2022, believe me, I've come to read some articles that made me go like, you know what? I'm never joining politics. First of all, every country on this planet has a sensitive issue. Every country on this planet has a sensitive topic. Every one of them. In the US, you can criticize and, criticize and kiss the president on in your song, in your comedy material on stage. If you want to get into trouble in the US, criticize Israel. The politicians in the US know better than to criticize Israel. At this point, every critic is going, why can I criticize our president in our country? That's okay. But I'm not allowed to criticize a foreign nation. It's called dola, bilia, baba. It's called mula. Now, when you look at it like that, you see that, this whole Iran has weapons of mass destruction. Is Iran planning on building a nuclear weapon? I don't know, and I don't care. But when you look at the history of Iran, Iran had a democratically elected leader that was overthrown by the very same people that are blaming Iran right now for having the Ayatollah, whatever name they are using to call the Iranian president right now. The very same people that are demonizing Iran today overthrew Iran's democratically elected president and then imposed in the Shah. The guy that was a dictator, flat out a dictator. Homeboy was a genocidal maniac from day one. And up until his overthrow in the, in the 1970s. And you see the same thing with Indonesia and Suharto, Sukarno. And you see, again, that was around the same time. That was in the 1950s. And in the 1970s, you see the same thing happening in Bolivia. Or you see the same thing happening, South Allende in Chile. You, again, DRC right here. Overthrew Patrice Lumumba and then replaced him with who? Mobutu Seseko, who was a dictator from day one. And now, this country that, by the way, is all over Western blame, Western media blame, mainstream media blame right now. Not Niger, who is Burkina Faso. Burkina Faso voted in a leader democratically and then overthrown by the people that are blaming Ibrahim Traoré right now for being a military junta. What the heck?
To all Eagle FM listeners, do you want to stand a chance to win a voucher of $500 Namibian weekly? Answer this easy question. Please tell us, what are the three colors of the USAVE logo? Please SMS your answer to 081-200-4144 and tune in every Friday between 1:45 and 2 o'clock to find out if you are the lucky winner. The winner will be announced every Friday live on air between 1:45 and 2 o'clock. Participate weekly to improve your chance. We'll save at USAVE.
Did you know that in Namibia, over 1.4 million people use their mobile device to access the internet? So why not meet your current and potential customers where they already are? With over 600,000 cumulative users around the world, between the Eagle FM and Imba mobile apps, Eagle Media House has the perfect digital platforms for you to advertise your business, upcoming events, weddings, vacancies, funerals, or any other announcement that you have on their digital billboards in their mobile applications. Put your ad on our digital billboards and with one tap of the screen, lead users directly to an address of your choosing. For more information, contact Hende at 081-410-9077. That's 081-410-9077.
Welcome back. If you just tuned in, you are listening to Mind the Gap with Helmut on Eagle FM. Oh, look. Where was I? Everything that you find in politics, everything that you read about in politics, you have to understand that, you have to understand one thing. Politicians are just the top cover of whatever it is that's taking place. Deep down there is a bunch of CEOs and shareholders and multinational corporations that are funding everything from the beginning. That are funding everything from day one. Follow the money. Follow the money. In the 1930s, an army general, a US army general told us that. War is a Racket is a book that was written by, Major General Smedley Butler, a U.S. Marine Corps general. That book is like less than 40 pages. Just get the book and read it. It's less than 40 pages. Like, this is the best time I can recommend, War is a Racket. War is a Racket by Smedley Butler. It's less than 40 pages. Read the book. And then you'll understand wars are expensive. Politicians or political parties don't have money to fund wars. So that means every time you see a political party or a politician, going to war, they have a lot of financial backing. Find out, who that financial backing is. And then you will know what are the real intentions behind that war. It has nothing to do with democracy. It has nothing to do with dictatorship. It has everything to do with interest. Everything. That's how, well, what war's about. Now, when was the, was that, earlier this year, a British, you know, a British journalist, a British journalist, I think, yeah, he's an independent journalist, by the name of Louis Theroux. It sounds, you know, sounds French. By the name of Louis Theroux, made a documentary titled, The Settlers. Watch that documentary and then you will understand just how powerful brainwashing is. Really powerful brainwashing is. So, you'll understand. Now, again, because of the comments that I'm reading on social media, guys, let me just explain something here. And this is something that I may have to sing pretty much all throughout. This is may something that I may have to sing for a while now. Please find out the difference between Israeli government and Jews, because they are two different things. You'll find a Jewish Namibian. You'll find Jews within Israel that do not approve of the way that the current Israeli government is doing things. They don't approve it. Now, I know it's very hard for a lot of people to believe that there is actually a lot of opposition going on within Israel with regards to what the current Israeli Netanyahu administration has been doing. There is a lot of opposition, both from opposition parties, or official opposition parties, or more like opposition parties within Israel. And actually, you have a lot of censorship with regards to the criticism of everything Israel on social media. But the biggest criticism that's going on, some of, if not the biggest criticism of the Israeli government that's going on right now is within Israel. So, this is not a Jewish problem. Mm-mm. It's a Zionist problem. There is a big difference. Now, I know one of the biggest problem here now is Zionism is an ideology itself. By sort of like, gluing Judaism and Zionism together, they basically put a lot of innocent Jewish city, ethnic Jews in a crossfire because Zionism glued Judaism and Zionism together. A lot of people right now don't know the difference between a Jew, Judaism, and they don't know the difference between Judaism and Zionism. Because of that, all the twisted, global point of view that's coming out of Zionism is really putting a lot of innocent Jews in the crossfire of people that can tell the difference. Now, that is the only thing that I want us to first look up. Now, next, it's time to, World War III is looming. Relax, it's just a comedy show. Well, because World War III is looming, I feel like it's time we have to educate each other on how to communicate in the army. Now, I'm going to take a commercial break and then I'll bring you some of the, I'll bring you some of the more like the basics of, the basics of military communication. All of a sudden, I'm a military expert. One thing I like about comedian, I get to, shape shift from one profession to another. But anyway, on the other side of the break, please. On the other side of the break, we're going to learn something known as NATO alphabets. Oh my God. Oh my God. Fingers crossed I don't get fired. relax, NATO alphabets is nothing illegal about it. Or more like immoral. It's just, it's communication lingo. But for Western military. And because they have a lot of influence in my region, decided, let's go with those one. let's go with that specific military. I'm sure the Chinese, maybe most probably the Russians and the Koreans, especially the North, have their different military communication. But the NATO guys have one that is that we hear a lot, in movies. So that's the one that I'm going to teach you on the other side of the commercial break. Actually, it's just a break. Man, I know some guys are listening there.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know, a person who does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to do.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past.
Mm.
And it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
No matter where you are, if you have a mobile device, you can tune into Namibia's number one talk radio station by downloading the Eagle FM app on the Google Play Store or on the Apple App Store. Download the Eagle FM app to tune into live Eagle FM programming or to listen to podcasts of previous broadcasts. Eagle FM, Namibia's number one talk radio station.
Welcome back. Now, where are we? Let's learn one or two things about, military communication. That a lot of us have been hearing about, you know, in movies, and maybe we never made time to look it up. Don't worry. But if you are one of the military service guys, just relax. This is just for entertainment purpose. You're welcome. Now, NATO alphabets is basically A, B, C, D, E up to Z. But instead of saying A, B, C, D, E, that's where, you know, they use things that you always hear, like Alpha for A, Bravo for, B for Bravo, C for Charlie, D for Delta, E for Echo, F for Foxtrot. Jeez. G for Golf, not Vrpa Golf. This is a different one. A golf like the Vrpa Golf. H for Hotel, I for India, J for Juliet. Really? K for Kilo, Lima, Mike, November, Oscar, Papa, Quebec. For Q, Romeo, Sierra, Tango, Uniform, Victor, Whiskey. Relax. Easy. No one is taking shots here. No pun intended. And X-ray, Yankee, Zulu. And let's leave South Africa out of this. Now, take for example, you want to, boobs is you just say, well, Bravo, Oscar, Bravo, Sierra. Don't ask how I memorized that one. It was because of Barney Stinson from How I Met Your Mother. So, that's him. She's wearing fully operational sweater stretchers. We're talking Bravo, Oscar, Bravo, Sierra. Now. And, where was I? Now, if you want to say, for example, if you have a Herero, flatmate, And you hear him saying, bravo, bravo, Romeo, India, November, what's that? Golf, Mike, Echo, Alpha, Tango. That's him saying, bring meat. Yes, can't believe I nailed that one. Bring meat. Now, once you understand that every letter is actually, every word that you hear is, just take the first word of, the first letter of that word. Of course, there is a lot of multiple layers of encryption that goes into the, professional communication, either for the police or for the military. And military, you have different divisions. You have the Navy, the NDF here, for example. And we have the Marine, and they all have their different lingo of communication. Now, we have a commercial break. But on the other side of the commercial break, I will be advising you how to navigate the battlefield.
Unlock your future with Goldstone Software Engineering Institute. 2025 intake for June, July is open for certificate and diploma in information technology, software engineering, human resources management, business administration, and various short courses such as AutoCAD, computer literacy skills, A+, and PC technician, etc. Goldstone Software Engineering Institute's courses are fully accredited by NQA, and courses are very affordable. Goldstone Software Engineering, equipped with modern facilities, and courses are offered by qualified professionals. Funding is available from NSFAF and local banks. For entry requirements and to apply, go to our website www.goldstone.com.na or email admission@goldstone.com.na. For more information, call Anaria at 081-6576-365 or Aaron at 081-6354-851 or 061-234186.
Did you know that in Namibia, over 1.4 million people use their mobile device to access the internet? So why not meet your current and potential customers where they already are? With over 600,000 cumulative users around the world, between the Eagle FM and Imba mobile apps, Eagle Media House has the perfect digital platforms for you to advertise your business, upcoming events, weddings, vacancies, funerals, or any other announcement that you have on their digital billboards in their mobile applications. Put your ad on our digital billboards, and with one tap of the screen, lead users directly to an address of your choosing. For more information, contact Hende at 081-410-9077. That's 081-410-9077.
Welcome back. First of all, I don't think we should worry about a global war, because even if World War III, take for example, broke out, wars are never fought by a bunch of guys with with gray hair. Wars are fought by the youth. That's how you know we are safe. Because if you look at the youth today, really? You really think we can fight a war? Like, whoever thinks this generation can fight war, that person is heavily mistaken. We don't do war. Social media, yes, we do that. But war, nah, we can't do that. For one, we are allergic to a lot of things, including oxygen. Now, as soon as we step out of an urban area, we are surrounded by things we are allergic to. So if we went out to war, believe me, the largest casualty on both sides would be from allergies. not guns, allergies. To the point where the leaders will be like, you know what? Yeah, this is not helping. So, now that you, once you look at it that way, then you realize that, any country right now in the 21st century that starts a war and, and thinks it will rely on the young people of its country. Now, countries like, take for example, Russia, China, how do I put this? Eastern Europe, all the countries in Eastern Europe, those guys are built different. Now, but for Africa and basically every country with Western influence, throw in Japan and South Korea and this one. I would not rely on any country under Western influence to actually go to war. Because, Say yes, say. It is not say, it's mem. But dude, you have a beard. Yeah, I identify. Now, then you spend the whole time fighting over, what pronoun to call who when the enemy is approaching and busy infiltrating and shooting all of your behinds. That's problem number one. Problem number two, food. I don't eat that. I'm lactose intolerant. I'm this intolerant. I'm that intolerant. Imagine if, if the plane fighters in Namibia were allergic to everything, to everything natural and intolerant to every type of food, you think we'd be having an independence by now? I don't think so. Now, imagine the founding father, allergic to pollen. So, in the middle of nowhere, he has an allergic reaction. Now he needs a hospital in the middle of a war zone. Would not be this independent, believe me. Now, after that, independence was actually fought by guys that did not even know what the heck allergies were. That was their list. That was the list of their worries. Allergies. And not when it comes to food, not when it comes to sort of like pollen. Imagine plane fighters like, Captain, I think we are out of sunscreen. What? Boy, we would be screwed. Big time. Hendrik Vetboy cannot go to war and liberate the country because he's out of sunscreen. Now, someone Maharero's army, now can't go to war because, their captain ate milk yesterday. Now he's lactose intolerant and he can't get out of the bathroom. And the Boers are coming. They're not joking. Because, they have sunscreen and they have all types of medication in the, in their convoy. Believe me. We should all, that's one of those things that makes me appreciate our liberation fighters. If they were as allergic to all the stuffs that we are allergic to right now, we would not be celebrating Independence Day. Actually, we would still be living in a Windhoek where you are not allowed to go to clean Windhoek, because you're black. Because, you are black, you are actually, you are inherently evil. You can't help it. It's your nature. You can't help it. It's your nature. Just remember what I said yesterday. Colonial governments lie to their people more than they lie to anyone. And the lies they tell their people is mostly rooted in fear. Because it's out of that fear that their control depends on. Just on that fear. Scare the heck out of them. Now, sometimes I feel like when it comes to this whole, Europeans are evil geniuses because, first of all, the first thing they do, not the broke ones, the rich ones. Not the broke ones, the rich ones. Leave the broke ones out of this. Now, what they do is, the rich ones, they will send an army to a place so that army can do despicable things to the natives of that place. And once they, once they start seeing a resistance coming from the natives, that's when they are like, right, now it's the right time to bring in our civilians. And when they bring in their civilians, they tell them, the only thing standing between you and those savages out there is us. So now you have to be obedient to us. For us to protect you, you also have to join us into hating them. Now, as a result, these people that just showed up, they don't sit to ask one question. Why did those people start bombing the heck out of you? Why do they hate you so much? Because they didn't just wake up one morning and started hating, you know. There is a story here. Now, what a lot of colonial governments leave out of, because they tell their citizens, those people that we hate, you have to join us into hating because, well, they're savages. They want to fight us all the time. Take, for example, ask yourself one question. You think Nazi Germany explained to its citizens why they should hate the Jews? No. May I just tell, well, those ones are savages. Now, you have to join us into hating them because, the only thing standing in between them and your stuff, basically your life and property and everything, is us. Now, you can't go into contact with them. You can't communicate with them to learn more about them. No, you can't do that because, well, they are savages. Now, everything you need to know about those people, I get to tell you. Don't listen to them because they are liars, they are thieves. Say it's a guy that's holding a gun. That was apartheid South Africa. Apartheid South Africa gathered up a bunch of white people every time whether they were at home, at church, through their radio station and started telling them, well, everyone who is black is actually a savage that's ready to kill you at a moment's notice. Now, any chance they get, they're going to kill you. Now, you can't go to them and ask them about the stuff I just told you. You have to listen to what I tell you. Don't interact with them because they will kill you. Now, by doing that, a bunch of white people decided, you know what? They really thought that the only way to know about black people was to sit in a class that black people were not allowed to sit into and find out more. And then fast forward to the independence, a lot of them woke up and were like, huh. And I've listened to a lot of documentaries where, where people that were in their teens, in the 80s, like the stuff that they were taught about the black communities, during apartheid South Africa. The stuff that they were told about black people's behavior and black people's quote-unquote savagery. They came to learn that it was all propaganda. But come on, guys. It's politics. You have got to lie to maintain control. That's how politics work. If politics told the truth, they would not have jobs. Again, I'm going to say this again. Imagine a political campaign where a politician takes the podium and goes like, if you vote for me, the moment I become president, first of all, I'm going to change the constitution to make me the supreme leader for life. And then I'm going to steal all your money to make me and my homies rich. And anyone that raises a question, I'm going to chop their head off. Are you voting for that guy? Let's just be honest. Are you voting for that guy? I know in no way in heck am I voting for that person. But how we want politicians to tell the truth is beyond me. Again, if politicians told the truth, they would not have jobs. The very same way that if straight guys told the truth, they will die virgins. Now, I know your this is not something that your boyfriend or husband is going to tell you. Although, if you are married to the point of a husband, if you're on a husband level, chances are very high you know that, well, he had to lie to you to get you. Like, we don't like acknowledging some of these things. But that's just true. Now, you're at a club, you approach a girl, and you tell her, you know what, my goal here is to just, well, take your number, and take you to my house, take your clothes off, and do unspeakable things to you, and then never call you again. Would you like to come with me? Well, every guy knows that if they used that as a pickup line, best case scenario, they're gonna end up in a coma. Worst case scenario, they are meeting their maker. But is he telling the truth?
Absolutely, he is telling the truth.
Is that truth going to set him free? Absolutely not. That truth is going to get him killed. Now, picture another scenario where you are telling the truth, but nothing but the truth. You are a father or a mother, and your 10-year-old comes to you like, mommy, where do babies come from? Every parent know if you tell that kid the truth, that kid is going to be traumatized for life.
Well, honey, to have a child, mommy had to bend this way. That kid is already in therapy, just like that. Daddy had to, you know, had a terrible pull-out game.
Yeah.
Again, I know we don't like, you know, this is not something we liked here, but there are a lot of things that are just better left unexplored. And every parents that any adult subject, leave kids out of it. Are you lying to the kids? Yes, you are. Is that a bad thing? Absolutely not. Believe me, that's a good thing. For the sake of their sanity, you have to lie to them.
Experience the best of freedom and flexibility with Flex. Parata's Flex bundles now offer you even more freedom of choice so that you can enjoy quality internet on the go or at home. Choose between fiber with mobile LTE or Skyfi with mobile LTE packages, starting from as little as 650 Namibian dollars per month, excluding VAT. You get more for less with Flex. Visit paratas.africa/Namibia or our branches nationwide.
Great news! Impa just got even better. We have added brand new features to make your experience smoother, faster, and more powerful than ever before. Ready to unlock the full potential of Impa? Get all exclusive features for just 36 Namibian dollars a month, or save even more with our special subscription plans. 5% discount for 3 months subscription, 10% discount for 6 months subscription, and 25% discount for 12 months subscription. Choose the plan that works best for you and start enjoying everything Imba has to offer at an unbeatable price. Imba, where the world congregates. Download it and subscribe today.
Ipurane ngeno wapombwa Eva tere ulikoni maondo tuto ingida ashike kapeno nweko dite opoye ekukurile. Oshafafa na nongeshefa ili mehola mo ihewe tike kovano ile koshiwana. Onongeshefa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano. Okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evi toda njuka. Okupitira oipindi konu konda doi inawa. Nune udo otukwetira o special ange tashake ngeshefa omarudini tayo loka. Opone ujendi fenawa nukumona oijamo ili nawa. Ninge fata fanona monika ko Eagle FM. Onore tatu imwe mbali hea vi nola natu. Heali bali no heali ileko berewa mura hetatu natu bali o hetatu matatu o mafilane egeleto the eye.
So at some point, I think it was last week, one of the shows I had was one of the topics that I had on my show was just how something that is considered morally deploring, more like morally debilitating, if I can use that word, is such a thing that is morally. Oh, Hangwena. You know what? At this point, I think you know Hangwena. At least it's not funny anymore. But something as something that is considered morally bad as lying is a actually a glue that binds a society together. Yeah. Your husband came home and was like, oh, honey, how was work? Oh, the secretary under the table was, her head gave me something else. Oh, come on, that family is tossed big time. But is he telling the truth? Yeah. Is he going to live to see the next day? No, actually, no. May his soul rest in peace. And now, imagine your wifey coming from a conference and you're like, oh, hey, sweetheart, how was the, you know, how was the conference? Ooh, oh yeah, no, there was this guy that was doing a, there's this guy that was hosting a, you know, a conference. I mean, the way that he was doing his, you know, his presentation, during a conference and the way that he was doing me later was something else. Again, that family is gone, gone, quickly, gone. Now, so, in a way, lying has its, this, ironically, though it may sound, bright side. Jeez. Now, every time, though, that, I know they say a lot of, you see, with AI now, with the war that's going on, you know, with the, you know, the whole, exchange of fireworks between Iran and Israel. With, you see, with that, with that fireworks, one thing that you are going to see, is that a lot of misinformation is going to start floating around. And with AI, all things are going, things are going worse. Like AI has gone to the point of, you have to understand that if you are not aware, AI have reached the point where Noah is making video. You know, he's taking videos of himself, making a boat. And you have, Moses is, is vlogging while crossing the Red Sea. And now you have, Jonah in the belly of a fish. He's also vlogging. Jonah. That's the level AI have gone to when it comes to producing these fake videos. Now, imagine how many videos out there that are circulating. By the way, coming from both sides, in war, lying is part of the game. And both sides lie, cheat. They do all kinds of questionable things, including killing, obviously. I mean, it's war. Now, but for me to, for the sake of my sanity, every time, no matter how, actually, this is one dark part about my life. No matter how terrible the news is, if I want to read it in a less terrible way, I just go to the pigeon side of the BBC article, of the BBC news. The BBC has a, has a pigeon version. Now, that one never disappoint. Take for example an article that came out, a few days ago. A few days ago about this whole Israel, Iran strike. For the pigeon version, the headline was "Waiting be the worst case scenario on Israel-Iran strike." I told you. Now, for now, the fighting between Israel and Iran, they restricted to the two nations. For United Nations and elsewhere, many people, they call for restraint. Now, but what if them fall on deaf ears? You can't read that with a sad face. I mean, it's pigeon. But what if them fall on deaf ears? What if the fighting escalate and expand? These are just a few possible worst case scenarios. What if it drag America inside? There are two languages. There are two languages that I actually recommend. If you are going to give someone bad news, write it either in Jamaican Patois or Nigerian Pidgin. It's not going to be as bad as it will be, as bad as giving that news in, giving that news in your native language. Actually, your native language cuts deep because you can comprehend every word to the letter. every Bantu language will tell you that, in English, you can easily say to any black person, you can say, that's a Bantu language speaker. You can say to them, your ears. It doesn't make sense. I mean, they'll be like, okay, what about my ears? Or yeah, translate that in their original language. Ha! Hey! World War III go start. And now, so that's why every sad story that's trending, I don't read it in English. you know, in the Namlish, American or British, whatever English that that we happen to speak in the southern part of Africa, I read it in pidgin English because that way it's less depressing. Because Iran fit strike U.S. targets across the Middle East, like their special forces camp for Iraq military base for Gulf, and diplomatic mission for the region. Iran proxy forces Hamas and Hezbollah fit no too strong again, but their supportive militias for Iraq still they armed and they intact. Man, look, Nigerian pigeon. At this point, I'm convinced Nigerian pidgin and Jamaican patois, these are two languages that were founded by people having a good time. The one way or the one way other users they read well. Nothing beats pidgin. Except now, nothing beats pidgin. The Israeli military talk say Iran launched missile towards Israel just now. This was 3 days ago, and their defense they work to stop the threat. And them don't tell their people to go hide. Again, if you are Nigerian and you're listening, you have to understand, pidgin English got to some of us via Nigerian movies. And because of that, everything that comes out of pidgin sounds funny. Some of it may be serious conversation, but, well, the first time I heard pidgin English was from Sam Loco Ife, the late, from John Okafo, the late, and you have, I learned pidgin English from Akina Ukwa. Ibu in London. Or Sophia in London. Homeboy was telling stories of what London looks like before he got on a plane. And that's the language he was using. That's why I learned that Pekin means baby. Bele means, Baba, you have some explaining to do. Someone's daughter, don't carry Bele. And now, Komot means come out. Komot for house now. It's a beautiful language. So I just decided, so that's why I even decided to get me, a Bible that's written in pidgin. And yes. And it turns out there's also one written in patois. One thing I always say is if I ever get enough money to travel and I find myself in Jamaica or Nigeria, I'm never getting anywhere near any church because I know every sermon is going to sound like me watching, Sophia in London. And I'll start laughing in the middle of a prayer. Someone is there, you know, they're praying their ground shaking prayer, and I can't stop picturing Sophia and Ibu in London. At this point, I'll just burst into laughter in the middle of a prayer, and they will think I'm possessed by a demon, so they will start praying for me. Yeah, Pastor, you're not helping. Not at all. Not at all. So, where was I? Let's wrap this up. Fingers crossed, the war in the Middle East doesn't go nuclear. Because, something goes nuclear. That's not very good news. At this point, I can't help but just think, why do we have so many nuclear weapons? The U.S. has like 500 and something. Israel, even though they've been playing deny, a lot of experts say they may have more than more than 100 and something of them, and they don't want Iran to have one. By the way, they have over 100 and something of them, and Russia has like Russia has the biggest stockpile of the U.S. actually is 5,000 something, not 500. Russia has like the biggest stockpile of, or somewhere between 5,000 to 6,000. But because all this information is, this is military information, not just conventional weaponry information, nuclear weaponry information. Of course, no country will just tell you the exact number of nukes they have. All these are just more like, assumptions. At least they're based on the, International Atomic Energy Agency. As it turns out, they have to go out there and inspect. And, Israel does not want to be inspected. And, Pakistan has these weapons, and, India has these weapons, China has these weapons. So a combined military arsenal on this planet, actually not a combined, just a third of the military arsenal on this planet, can render life on this planet pretty much, pointless. Actually very painful. Assuming there will be anyone to feel pain. Anyway. At this point, you're like, you know what? I'm just in the southern part of Africa. If a nuke exploded somewhere in the Middle East, how would that impact me? here's the thing. The wind is never really at one place. And also, if some of the, pollution, if it finds itself in the water, water flows. And if it starts killing marine life, it impacts your fishing, and then now you have a lot of problems. Then you're talking about radiation, and you're talking about, nuclear winter, and you're talking about not a very good situation to be in. That's why I always, commercial break.
Titanium, the perfect fit between platinum and silver, complementing our existing benefit options. We always offer a comprehensive healthcare experience. NHP, the premier member-centric medical aid fund. Visit NHP today at nhp.com.na. NHP, we're about you. Slow internet should be a headache of the past, yet many Namibians have connections that just aren't fast. We have a solution that might set you free. It's called Mobile LTE, and it comes with real speed. You'll enjoy up to 50 megabytes per second from just $300 a month, and free internet browsing after midnight till 6. When it comes to staying connected, this is it. Visit paratus.africa/Namibia or our branches nationwide and experience the thrill of better internet with Paratus by your side. Always
prepare, Paratus. Get social with us on Twitter, Facebook and Instagram. Our handle is Eagle FM Namibia.
Just a minute past the hour of 11. If you just tuned in, you're listening to Mind the Gap with Helmed on Eagle FM, and I'm at the end of my show. You know why I don't blame a lot of atheists that I run into over why they don't believe in God? Is because every time there is a war, any war that have ever fought on this planet, we have done it in the name of God. It was God that told the British to go and civilize, in the name of God. And, the Ottomans spread the word of Allah. By the way, there are genuine Islam worshippers out there, but they are not in power. A lot of people that are in power are in it for the power and money they have. There's nothing to do with God. And, the entire colonial project was based on, go and civilize them and bring them to our side. Go and preach to them. And then the people that were supposed to be converting, the people that were spreading the word of God, the ones that were committing some of the most ungodly actions. The Spanish, on the other hand, with their Spanish Inquisition in South America, why do you think, a large part of South America speaks Spanish? It wasn't voluntary. In the very same way that we speak English, it was not voluntary. It was basically shoved down our throat in the name of God. God told me and
my people here, that we have to bomb you so that, we have to convert you to his side by bombing you. Huh? So let me get this straight. Your God, who created all of us and loves all of us equally, now wants you to kill me, if I don't come on your side. Yeah, pretty much. That's what he said. I heard him correctly. That's exactly what he said. It's either you come on my side or in his name, I shall your life take. Help me do that math. Any colonial power had a religious backing. Now it's time to start World War III. Good morning, France.
Morning.
How are you?
I'm the way I was yesterday.
Uh-huh. I'm going to go with fine. Why is that every time a government wants to wage war, it's done in the name of God? Like, can't we just find another excuse? Like, my wife told me to bomb your country.
Who is fighting in the name of God?
The people of God, the chosen ones.
Which ones?
The Israelites are chosen ones.
No, those ones are not fighting in any name of any God.
They are.
No.
Oh, they are.
Israel fighting in the name of which God?
The one that gave them the promised land, France. Keep up.
No. Israel is 100% secular. There is nothing about God in Israel. At least when you're talking about the 1917 Israel.
Not 1917,
2025,
France.
No, 1917 is a route. Balfour Declaration.
The Balfour, okay, but, religion had popped up into the reasons why there were, into the reasons why.
But
more like some of the reasons behind the war.
Yeah, but the which war are you talking about?
Pretty much all of it. The Balfour Declaration wasn't that because, let's go to the promised land that was given to us, 2,000 years ago.
No, but the truth is, look, this is what we this is how we distort history.
Uh-huh.
The truth is, Israel, where it is now, it was a land of the Canaanites, which...
When was this?
4,000 to 5,000 years ago.
Oh, dear Lord.
Okay, wait. Now, here is our problem.
Mm-hmm.
When we are talking about a history of something, you don't start the history from the mid-centuries. Mm-hmm. You start history from the beginning.
So we should go 3,000 years ago.
Yes. So this land belongs to the Jebusites, to the Hittites, to the Amorites.
Do these tribes even exist?
They already have extinct. So now the problem was in AD 70, when Israel as a kingdom was destroyed by Titus the Emperor, or the general, the Roman general, those guys ran away. And they found themselves in Poland and everywhere. So, but after that, 60 years after that, in 130 AD, the Jews decided they wanted to revolt and they wanted to break loose from the colonial yoke of the Romans. They were crushed. And Jerusalem was recaptured again. And that's where Hadrian, the emperor, renamed the place from Israel to Palestine. And Palestine means Philistine. So that was to mock the Israelites. By that time, the Philistines have already extinct as a tribe. So they named it Palestine so that it may cease to be called Israel. And whosoever was heard calling that place Israel was going to be punished by Hadrian.
So that's the reason behind the current occupation.
The occupation is, look, let me say, for example, let me use the Herero as an example. most of this land that we are talking about, farm land and whatever, is Herero Nama land.
Mm.
Okay, whether we like it or not.
Mm.
But now it had been in the hands of the powerful.
Yeah, the ones with money and power, yeah.
So now, should the Hereros and the Namas regroup and they say they want their land back, are they justified or not?
Yeah, that's justified.
Yeah, that's the same with where Israel finds itself.
Okay, now that's exactly where where the debate is right now. So, if the Italians regrouped right now and they said we want to restore the Roman Empire and they started claiming Britain, are they allowed to do that?
No, because Britain by history never belonged to Italy.
Yeah.
It belonged to Italy by conquest. Okay? Because there was a difference between Gaul, which is France today, and the Roman Empire, and Rome, which is Italy today.
Yeah, can we really trace the history of the planet, like who was there when, so that we can just reset everything to the default?
It is okay now,
because we'll start having a whole different conversation with Northern Africa.
Exactly. Exactly, but the issue is where it can. Yeah, where it can't, it can't.
So,
for example,
Mongolia will start telling China and Russia and a lot of the stans out there that, you know what, time to restore our kingdom, get out of the way.
That is why there is a problem now between the Japanese and the Russians over the islands, certain islands that the Russia claims that they are its own, and Japan claims that they belong to Japan.
You see, this is the biggest problem. We want to go back in history, but we are not specific as to which type of history we're gonna go, because you and I find ourselves in Southern Africa. If we were to just, go back and start claiming our, ancestral roots, we're going to find ourselves in West Africa.
But we can't claim. We cannot, that would be difficult, because how did we leave West Africa?
How do you explain the Great Migration? Because we migrated.
No, we did not migrate. We ran away from West Africa. That's our problem.
If we decided, each and everyone now go back to their original land, that means we are not going to be here, are we?
That's when you know where you came from. If you know where you came from, then you can go back there. But you also need to know, how did you come here from where you came from?
Nice.
Does that make you want to go back?
Yeah. As long as they have fertile land, I want to go
back. No. How did you come here? You see, this is a problem. This is why even Muyongo, is distorting the Caprivi history.
Uh-huh.
Now, he's saying, apparently, Caprivi was never a British colony, he was never a German colony. But he is clinging to the name Caprivi, which is a German name. How did the German name end up, because the real name of Caprivi is a Subia name, Itenge, before the Lozis came and occupied that place. So, and the Lozis called it Ngoha. Now, the place was called Itenge, which means kingdom.
From the look of things, from the look of things, this planet is never going to be at peace, because now, everyone will be like, that was once my grandfather's land 3,000 years ago.
Now, can you say Zanzibar was never part of Britain colony?
Now, Zanzibar was, but didn't the now Caprivi history belong to the British when they were occupying Botswana?
No, it never belonged to the British.
Ah.
It was just within the proximity of British control, because it was along the Botswana-Zambia stretch, which Botswana-Zambia was part of British control. Caprivi was never part of Britain.
Okay, but between the Germans that occupied Namibia and the Portuguese that occupied Angola and the British that occupied Botswana, and also the British occupied Zambia, so that part they did not...
No. The reason why Germany had to negotiate with Britain is because by Berlin Conference of 1884, they agreed to sever lands for themselves in Africa. So by law or by agreement, if you come into the proximity of somebody's control, you need to have some negotiation so that you don't clash.
Yeah, and Angola is about to have a whole different conversation.
So that's why Zanzibar was exchanged for Caprivi, because Germans thought that they could use the Zambezi River to get access to Tanzania.
Yeah, to Tanzania, yeah, I get that.
But they did not find, the British already mapped up that area. They already studied the area and they found out that that place was rocky. And that's why it was easy for the British to hand over that territory, because it was economically non-viable for them. It was not an economic, you know, it was economically not suitable for them. They handed it over easily. And in fact, Zanzibar is richer than the Caprivi Strip itself.
So we're kicking the heck out of each other over borders that were drawn by a bunch of guys that gathered where we were not invited.
No, look.
Nice.
Look, politicians, if you allow history to be narrated by politicians alone, that's where the problem is, because politicians are suffering from a certain disorder.
Well, at least, look, at least when it comes to Africa, one thing I like is that we're just going up to the colonial, you know, borders. We are not looking at what borders were there before this colonial, the Berlin Conference.
Because
we just go up to the Berlin Conference and like, yeah, from this time, this was the way.
Because in fact, there was no border.
Why were we kicking the heck out of each other tribally? Because we did that a lot.
We knew our borders, our tribal borders were different from the colonial borders.
Oh.
We knew each other as kingdoms.
More like
we were more like kingdoms.
Ha. All right, until tomorrow, same time, same place. Look, if you're going to reset history, let's pick a specific time so everyone knows where to start. Otherwise, everyone from the same community will be like, okay, now since everyone is going back to where they came from, hey, all of you guys, pick up your bags. Bye bye. Have a good one. Oh, yeah. And every black guy will be like, hey, did I come from Tanzania or DRC? But until tomorrow, same time, same place on Eagle FM, you'll have a good one. But it's easy. If you have a big forehead, East Africa. If you are tall and muscular, West Africa. You're welcome.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of failure.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person who does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura menace.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to
be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past.
Mm.
And it's not something Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
The eye.